You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Have you heard about Cool Sculpting? It's the number one non-surgical way to get rid of unwanted body fat permanently. So here's what we're going to do. One really lucky person is going to win two free Cool Sculpt sessions, and all you need to do is enter. Good luck to everyone, and I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Welcome, everyone, to a new episode of Looking Good, Feeling Better podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I've been getting a ton of questions about what laser should I use, and I'll tell you why that came up. We just got a brand new laser in our practice. It's actually the first one in the tri-state area, and it's called the Halo Laser, and it's made by the company Cyton. And because we got this new laser, so many patients are asking me, well, wait a minute, you also have a CO2 laser, and you also have this thing called Fractura, and you also have this thing called the Nectite, and you also have an erbium laser, et cetera, et cetera. How do I know which one to use? Well, here it is. The questions keep coming in, but I'm going to try to distill it down very succinctly this way. For years, the go-to laser and the gold standard for any type of deep wrinkles or bad acne scarring has been the CO2 laser. And the CO2 laser is still, by many standards, the gold standard for those type of deep type of wrinkles and acne scars and problem skin like that. The problem is that initially, when it first came out, this laser was very, very powerful, and the laser beam itself came out as one full blast. And it worked very well, but it gave you a tremendous amount of downtime and a lot of potential complications. So the geniuses that come up with these lasers decided, what if we fractionate or break up this laser beam into thousands of little tiny dots? And it's almost like if you would be aerating your lawn, these dots would come out, and instead of one felt swoop of a big beam, it had multiple little dots that came out as the laser beam. So in between these dots were areas of healthy skin. And the reason why that this was actually revolutionary is because it allowed the healing process to occur much quicker and didn't cause the same amount of downtime or destruction. But what if you're an African-American person? Or what if you're an Asian person? Or what if you're just someone that has a lot of dark pigment inherently in your skin? And you also have wrinkles and you also have acne scars. What do you do then? Well, these lasers really were not fit for those type of patients, so that we really needed to come up with other ways of treating this. So one of the ways that you can treat this is to use radio frequency energy, which really doesn't see color in the skin. And what ends up happening is, instead of it going into the skin the way a laser would, this radio frequency device goes past your skin into the deeper portions of the skin. So it can help tighten skin. It can help areas of very puckered, acne-prone skin. And those type treatments were called Fractura or Thermi RF or any of the, or Thermage. All of these things were radio frequency devices. And we actually still incorporate both the CO2 and both the radio frequency type treatments. But for those types of patients that really want minimal downtime, meaning something like 24 to 48 hours, where you can start wearing makeup right away, where you're really not going to get broken skin, where you are able to have all these brown spots, discolorations, large pore size, even fine lines, wrinkles around your eyes, around your mouth, treated, that's where this new Halo laser has become such a popular thing in our practice, because it's a dual wavelength process, meaning we're able to use two different wavelengths and get the benefits from both of those, which means less downtime, but still very, very efficacious in getting rid of all the melasma and dyschromia. Those words kind of mean you have a lot of pigment that's not the same throughout the course of your skin. Many patients will experience this when they go through changes in their life. Like during pregnancy, there's a mask of pregnancy that many women call this, and that's a melasma type thing. But over the years, many patients can't get rid of that pigment. And because of that, they're really, you know, just putting makeup over top of this all the time. But this halo laser definitely will treat that in one session, usually. And at the same time, it's very beneficial to fine lines and wrinkles around the eyes, around the lips. So we've used this halo laser now on every skin type, on areas of the neck, the décolleté. You can even use it on the knees, on the elbows. It's a phenomenal laser. But going back to the initial question, which is, how do I know if I need a CO2 laser, or I need a radio frequency type of device, or I need this halo laser? And here's the answers, very succinctly. The easiest answer could be go see your plastic surgeon or your dermatologist. But let me put it a little bit simpler for everyone listening. If you're really looking at loose skin, the only thing aside from a facelift or some sort of a surgical procedure to get rid of that excess loose skin, the laser or the treatment that you're really looking for is a radio frequency device like a Fractura procedure or something like a face tight, neck tight, one of these things. And if you Google these things, you'll see what all these processes are. But at the end of the day, it's a radio frequency device that has been shown to shrink skin and tighten skin better than anything else that's on the market. So if that's your real problem, if that's a thing you look at in the mirror and you're really upset about, that should be the actual treatment that you're coming in to get. Second, if you're coming into the plastic surgeon's office, if you're coming into my office and you're really mainly focused on bad acne scars that you may have had almost your entire life, and now you're no longer acne, you may still be acne prone, but you may not have any more active acne, but you're left with a lot of the remnants of the acne, such as ice pick scars or deep, deep scarring from the acne, I'd still say that the gold standard is going to be a CO2 laser, and that's going to definitely mean that you're going to have some significant downtime, but it's the only thing that we really have that'll go deep enough that you can really say you're going to see a major improvement. Now, you may need multiple sessions over the course of 6 months or a year. So if you get one session today, you'll heal, we'll let everything kind of do its thing until about 6 months, and then you may need to have another one to like even go even deeper to really treat these acne scars. But I would say that's probably still the gold standard. The problem, however, is if you do have very deep pigment, African-American, Asian, skin types that really have a lot of pigment in them, we still may have to come up with an ulterior process, alternate process, because we can't use that CO2 laser on you. And now the last piece would be, well, what if you're coming in and you have a lot of dyschromia, meaning you do have areas of your face where you have a lot of sun damage, where you have brown spots, you have freckling, you have fine lines and wrinkles, you just have skin that looks very aged. In that situation, this halo is your best friend because it's only going to give you about 24 hours of downtime. It's going to cause all those areas that are discolored to be much more confluent, and you're going to have a much more youthful appearance to the skin. And at the same time, you're getting rid of the fine lines and wrinkles. So I hope this helped. If you have any questions, you can always get us at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. And thanks very much for listening. You've been listening to the Looking Good, Feeling Better show. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.